Hi, in this lesson we're going to build an Alex Paris style edit in Ableton Live 12, an Amen style call and response made from a chopped vocal, with a stretched, playable vowel as the response, run through Ableton's vocoder for that dark, late night roller wait. We'll use only Live stock devices, simpler slash sampler, wave editable or analog, vocoder, EQ8, compressor slash glue, saturator, reverb and delay, and practical mixing technique so the result sits heavy and warm in a DNB context. What you'll end up with: a tight 8-bar loop at around 170 BPM featuring a rhythmic call made of chopped vocal hits, a sustained, time-stretched vocal response you can play as an instrument, and a vocoded version of that response using a synth carrier. We'll add return sends, glue compression and saturation so the vocoder sits club-ready. Setup: start by setting the project tempo to 170 BPM, or your preferred roller tempo. Create these tracks. Audio track named Vox Source for your vocal sample. The MIDI track Vox Slices will be created when we sliced a new MIDI track. MIDI track vocoder carrier for wave-eatable or analog. Return A, reverb and return B, delay. Create the Amen style call. Pick a short vocal phrase with clear consonant attacks and at least one sustained vowel. Short one-shots work best. Drop it onto Vox Source. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use the transient preset and adjust sensitivity so you capture the consonant onsets. You'll end up with a drum rack where each pad contains a sampler with a slice. That new MIDI track is your Vox Slices instrument. Program a 1-2-bar call phrase that mimics an Amen Breaks micro rhythms. Play short chops on offbeats, throw in 16th and 32nd repeats, and add ghost hits around snare positions. Use velocity and tiny timing shifts to humanize the groove. Amen feels come from subtle timing and dynamic variation. Make the stretched response find a slice with a strong vowel. Solo that's simpler and drag its sample waveform into arrangement or export the slice to a new audio track. This is your candidate for the stretched response. Enable warp on the new audio clip. Set warp mode to Complex Pro. This preserves formants and keeps the vowel natural. Stretch the clip to the length you want the response to be, for example 1 bar. Use warp markers to control which parts stretch and tweak the Complex performance and richness controls to taste. If it becomes too smeared, shorten sections or adjust markers until the vowel feels natural. Make this stretched vowel playable by dragging the stretched audio into a new sampler, creating a Vox response instrument. In sampler, choose one shot with loop on, or classic with a loop region if you want continuous sustain. Enable warp in simpler Complex Pro so pitch changes won't break the time stretch. Set the root key and tuning so the vowel sits harmonically with the track. You can keep it at its original pitch for a darker tone. Assemble call and response. Program your Vox Slices MIDI pattern with the call chops. On Vox response, create MIDI notes that trigger the stretched vowel as the response hits. Hold notes for sustained response lengths. Arrange the call on bar 1 and the response on bars 1.2, 1.4, or wherever it best answers the groove, to emulate that classic call and response interplay. Set up the vocoder carrier and routing on vocoder carrier. Load wave-eatable or analog. Build a dark, thick carrier. Two saw oscillators slightly detuned. Low pass filter set fairly low. A slow filter envelope to keep a steady tone, and a little unison. 1 to 2 voices only. Keep the carrier fairly mono-centered for weight. Put Ableton's vocoder on the vocoder carrier track. In the device, set the modulator input to the stretched vocal track. Essentially use your Vox response as the vocoder's sidechain slash modulator and the synth as the carrier. If your vocoder requires an external carrier type, select that option and route accordingly. Vocoder settings and pre-processing: start with 24/32 bands for a balance of intelligibility and thickness. Use a short attack, around 0-10 ms, and a moderate release, about 60-150 ms, to preserve consonants without making the tail too abrupt. For auditioning, try 100% wet on a duplicate chain, then blend back to taste. 40-70% wet in the mix usually works well. Small formant shifts of -1 to -3 semitones darken the tone if needed. Before the vocoder, preprocess both modulator and carrier. On the Vox response modulator, add an EQ8 and high pass at roughly 8120 Hz to remove sub-rumble, and a small boost around 1.53 kHz for intelligibility. Compress gently around 2:1 to even out levels feeding the vocoder. Steady band excitation is crucial. If sibilance causes harshness, use a de-esser or a narrow EQ cut in the 6-8 kHz range. On the vocoder carrier, low pass the synth to remove excessive highs that make the vocode sound thin. Add a touch of saturator for warmth, and consider adding or layering an explicit sub sign one octave down to reinforce low-end. Vocoder bands don't always produce a tight sub by themselves. Post vocoder processing and blend after the vocoder. Use AQA to roll off above 10-12 kHz. Add a gentle boost around 200-400 Hz for weight, and cut any boxy 601 kHz space if needed. A multiband dynamics device can tighten mid and high bands, so the vocoded voice sits better. Use saturator with a soft curve for harmonic weight, and a glue compressor on the vocoded bus to make it cohesive. Keep a parallel dry vocal layer. Duplicate the stretched vocal and keep a lightly processed, low-level version under the vocoded signal. This adds intelligibility and air. Automated scan during consonant-heavy moments to bring clarity without losing the roller texture. Spatial effects and final touches send the vocoded track to reverb returner with a short predelay, 20-40 ms, and a decay around 1.2-1.8 seconds for a late-night atmosphere. Low pass the reverb return so it doesn't smear highs. Cut above roughly 6k. Send to delay return B with tempo sync timing like quarter, eighth or an eighth triplet and low pass the delay return for warmth. Sidechain the vocoded group to your kick or drum bus for that rolling DNB pumping. Automate vocoder dry slash wet and carrier filter cutoff across thin arrangement for interest. More wet in breakdowns, less in the drop for clarity. Common mistakes to avoid: using beats or tones warp modes for a vocal with both transients and vowels will smear consonants. Use Complex Pro instead. Not pre-compressing the modulator. Inconsistent levels make the vocoder respond poorly. Choosing too few or too many bands. Under 12 bands loses body and clarity. Over 64 becomes clinical. Aim for 24-32. Putting the vocoder on the vocal track instead of on the carrier and routing the vocal as the modulator. This prevents the synth from being used correctly as the carrier. Overwide carrier unison. Too much stereo to tune makes the vocoded voice facey and weak in clubs. Sending full band vocoder to long reverb without low pass filtering. This washes out low end and clarity. Pro tips: add subtle saturator after the vocoder for harmonic content that reads on club systems. Layer an explicit sign or sub under the vocoded voice, following the root of the stretched vowel for extra low-end weight. Automate between dry and vocoded vocal for clearer consonants when needed. Use slow LFOs on the carrier filter cutoff sync to 1/8 or 1/16 for subtle movement that mimics amen micro variations. For a vintage Alex Perez flavor, add a touch of analog style chorus or run the vocoded output through analog emulation chains. Keep stereo width controlled. Mini practice exercise objective. In 8 bars at 170 BPM, create a call and response with a vocoded stretched response. Tasks. 1. Load a short vocal phrase into Vox Source and slice to new MIDI track using transient. 2. Program a 2-bar amen-style call with the slices. 3. Extract a vowel slice, warp it in Complex Pro and stretch it to 1 bar, then load it into Simpler as a playable instrument. 4. Create a wave-eatable carrier with 2 saws, low-pass around 800 Hz, and place vocoder on that carrier with a stretched vocal as sidechain modulator. 5. Set vocoder to 28 bands, attack 5 ms, release 120 ms, dry slash wet 60% and pre-compress the modulator lightly. 6. Add post-vocoder EQ cut 12 kHz, slight boost tilde 300 Hz and light saturation. 7. Bounce an 8-bar loop and check if the vocoded response sits heavy and warm. If it's thin, mono the carrier and add sub. Checkpoint goals. The stretched response should be playable and in key. The vocoded result should keep vowel intelligibility while adding weight. Reverb and delay should be dark and low passed. Recap: we sliced a vocal into an amen-style rhythmic call, extracted and Complex Pro warped a vowel into a stretched, playable response, built a mono-centered synth carrier in wave-eatable or analog, and used the stretched vocal as the vocoder modulator. Pre-processing the modulator and carrier, choosing roughly 24-32 bands, and applying saturation, glue compression and low-passed reverb gave us that late-night roller weight. Practice the mini exercise and then tweak band counts, carrier timbres and automation to make the edit your own. Quick workflow notes: save a template with these tracks and a carrier patch to speed future edits. When you like a sound, bounce the vocoded response to audio and import it back to free CPU and lock the tone. Keep labeled tracks and in a /B copy to compare variations quickly. That's it. Follow these steps. Watch for the common mistakes, use the pro tips, and you'll have a heavy, late-night vocoded response that answers an amen-style vocal call with true roller weight.